sir. Yes, sir. 13 letters, man. We're gonna take a little look at the letter, the power of the Titus. And I'm praying it'll help us see how we can apply it. Get a brief overview and encourage further study.
Yeah,
let's get it.
Let's take a look at the letter power of the Titus. Yeah, we about to dive in. I hope you're excited. For sure it's inspired. Let's go and apply it.
Yeah.
Arrive at conclusions used for the giving Christ his glory that he deserves. The story is in his word. Titus is all about giving him glory as his church.
From Paul, a bond servant,
Titus,
they both fervent.
Both serving Christ with their life with the most urgent. Titus was his disciple. He left him in Crete.
Why?
To keep the church in order. This lesson's complete. With rules about elders, fools who need help, and Jews who do fail. Stay tuned, see what he tells us. It may seem far from us, just a relevant text. Look, what if we not pass?
But just rest for a sec.
Okay. I promise I'll bring it home. Let's invest in a text.
Come
about to hit you with the hook. I'll be addressing it next.
Sound in faith, in doctrine, and speech. Plus these refugees is the king. Let him lead us, please. Plus we see he told us how we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus who freed us, please. In our faith, in doctrine, and speech. Plus these refugees. Jesus the King, let him lead us, please. Plus we see he told us how we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus who freed us, please.
I told him elders needed to be above reproach with love and hope, and living out the stuff he spoke. But then there are those who wear the clothes of elders, but they bear the woes. The false teachers not speaking truth, so don't select those, correct those men.
Correct
they defy them, they trying to say they know God, but by their deeds they deny him. 1-5-9 are the type of cats we want to pick. But leadership within the church, some other cats we pose to fix.
But hold up.
Don't tune me out, I hope that you'll endure and see it. These things are really marks of a mature believer. We can see that and apply it to our own living. Instead of sinning, tripping, and living with no vision. Don't miss the
chapter 2 really addresses me and you.
And everybody in the body with some lessons we can use.
Come on.
So read it out and beat the bar that seems to be to you. Live out this sad doctrine, let people
let's
see the fruit.
Let's be sound in faith, in doctrine, and speech. Plus these refugees is the king, let him lead us, please. Plus we see he told us how we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus who freed us, please. In our faith, in doctrine, and speech. Plus these refugees is the king, let him lead us, please. Plus we see he told us how we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus who freed us, please.
Let's be blameless and show consideration for men.
Why?
Cause we was just like them before we saved us within.
Okay.
What strange reiterating hatred for men. Disobedient, deceived, and enslaved to our sin.
Slaves.
But he saved us, and not on the basis of men. But thanks to his mercy, regeneration begins.
Yes.
For that his Holy Spirit made, he placed it within.
Justified
by grace, that's so amazing for men. If we see this, believe this, we saved and free.
We
to
saved.
Let Jesus lead us to engage in deeds. Forget foolish controversy and stay in sync with he who saved us and raised us. His name is sweet.
Come
on. Praying as the body of Christ, we model his life.
Let's
and reference the book of Titus to follow him right. And we're an accurate reflection as his beautiful church.
His church.
Let us rep him with our words and our beautiful
let's
works.
Be sound. Faith, in doctrine, and speech. Plus these refugees is the king. Let him lead us, please. Plus we see he told us how we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus who freed us, please. In our faith, in doctrine, and speech. Plus these refugees is the king. Let him lead us, please. Plus we see he told us how we must be. Let's read and trust Jesus.